Blog Talk Radio.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Remember to breathe. Just breathe. All around me.
Greetings and blessings to all my DTR listeners. I am coming to you live from Sankofa Productions, also known as Sankofa Infinity. Yes, it is another great day. Just another great day to create another opportunity to experience the opportunities that the divine has for us, if they are open and willing. So, I think I went into my introduction yesterday. If you want to know about Sankofa Production, I'm all about spiritual cultivation. The modalities in which I come from are based on the chakras, based on the tree of life, and the principles of the principles, the laws of the universe, which comes from the Hermetic philosophy. That is the foundation of what I am all about. However, even in the foundation of those modalities or those things that I studied, I have several teachers that I pull energy from or that I pull information from. And as I pull that information from the things that they teach, it resonates and it matches with that which I already am. So I'm very grateful for the teachers that are still present and the teachers that have made the transition. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's no such thing as making a transition. Well, yeah, it is. Transition to a better way of living, a greater life, a greater way of being. So I give reverence to that, to those teachers. Today, I wanted to speak on or basically pull from what I spoke on yesterday in regards to living life from the root to the crown. And in that last show that I did the other day, which was Monday, on the anatomy of the spirit, the anatomy of the energy body, which consists of seven fundamental chakras, and I call them storehouses, but consists of seven fundamental storehouses that are also in correspondence to a particular organ within the body. This is how sickness is developed, or this is how a disease is developed in the body. It is energy first, and then if that energy is not worked out, if it is not corrected through prayer, meditation, contemplation, if it's not worked out through positive self-talking, you will surely come down with some type of illness. And that's why we have illness in the body today, because we don't have a healthy dialogue with ourselves. This is why we have diseases that are we cannot cure. We don't want to cure, because we don't want to put in the work of helping or developing a healthy conversation in regards to how we talk to ourselves. At the end of the day, the most important relationship on this earth is the relationship that you have with yourself. And as you gain and become more integrated into that divine relationship with thyself, then you shall know yourself as the I Am Presence. That is how it works. That is how it works. A baby cannot come into this earth unless it comes through his mother's womb, unless he comes through the flesh. So we have to learn how to establish a stable and consistent relationship with ourselves. And out of that relationship that we gain with ourselves, the divine itself will share into that relationship and expand your capacity to know you, to know yourself as the I Am Presence. Now, I'm going to say this, and me and a friend of ours, we were talking about this last night. The changing of words, or the way we talk about certain things, and he and I were using the term belief and believe and, you know, knowing. I, based on my experience, my believing became a knowing. It became a knowing because it was a truth. But some of those things that I did believe, they fell away because they were not truth. They did not serve the greatest and highest good of who I am. Did not serve that. So you can have a belief, but as you begin to walk this spiritual path and become more aware of the path that you're on, you will come into a knowing, and it is just knowing. I know. Not I believe, because beliefs change. They are tossed to and fro. They're like the wind. So when you know a thing, you know that you know, trust me, you have had an experience to support what you're knowing. And no one, no man, no woman, no child, no beast can pluck you from that knowing. So, but what I want to talk about today, I always get off on these tangents, but they're good tangents because, you know, it is never I that speak it, it's that which speaketh out of me. So whatever the indwelling self needs to speak or make known to the public or whoever has an ear, let him hear whatever I am saying shall be spoken. It shall be spoken. And I surrender to that. The root chakra. Now, the title of my show is Living Life from the Seat of Your Pants. I say that because we live our lives based on the person, places, ideas, and concepts of that root chakra. That root chakra, the energy and the information that is in that root chakra is based on family, based on group safety, security, based on your life necessity, based on how you stand up for yourself, how well you feel at home in a certain place, being rooted and grounded in a certain place, your social skills, and your familiarity with the laws and the order in which you live and how you live. That is what the root chakra, that information is in that root chakra. And when the energy is congested and it is not flowing and you have all sorts of blocks, the organs that will be affected because of those blockages and that contamination of that energy, the physical body that supports, we're talking about the skeletal system here, we're talking about the base of the spine, we're talking about the legs and the bones, we're talking about the feet, the rectum, and the immune system. That is what will be affected. You live your life by the seat of your pants. If you're going to do that, live it from a space of that which is divine. How do we do that? We do that by renewing our mind and causing a transformation to take place. That's how we do that. And as you renew your mind, the transformation is taking place, and then the body falls into alignment with the things in which you have been transformed or transcended from, such as You come from a family line where you're not respected or you're not supported on your ideas or who you feel like you are. And over time, you begin to have that same self-talk within yourself. Matter of fact, you begin to regurgitate that within your body, and you begin to speak as if your family is speaking to you. They basically told you what to tell yourself. As you become an adult, you come out into the world, your family has already programmed you to say the things in which you need to say to yourself. And oftentimes in this life, they are not good. The family can only do the best that they can do. But it is not good. So what has to happen is that you have to be renewed by your mind. You have to start changing your mind. Change the way that you see yourself. Change the way that you see yourself. You can be transformed. And in that transformation, the body begins to heal itself. That energy, the energy blockages that are taking place within that root chakra begin to iron itself out, smoothen itself out. So when you begin to heal yourself, you got to start at the base, because that is your foundation. That is how you stand up for yourself. That's how you stand up, how well you stand up for yourself. That is where it takes place. So in doing that, you want to sit with yourself and begin to, and I said it Monday, begin to meditate. Begin to call for the affirmations that are already within you from a divine perspective. That's what you want to begin to do. Now, when someone comes at you, I don't even want to put someone. I want to stay focused on you. When you find yourself saying something to yourself that is damaging and it discounts you, it devalues you, it degrades you, what you need to do is focus on the opposite of that. You need to focus on the opposite of that. If you are sad, you want to focus on being happy. And even in thinking on being happy, you want to identify the emotion of being sad and be grateful that you are sad. Or be grateful that you are sad. Acknowledge that you are sad. Embrace it and then release it by focusing on that which makes you happy. This is why when people feel a certain way that is contrary to the wellness or their well-being, their divine well-being, what they'll do is go out and they'll start shopping. They'll start reaching out of themselves. They'll go out and eat. They'll go out and drink. They'll go out and do everything that can distract them from dealing with the emotion or the energy that they have churning within inside of them. And it's a continuum basis. They always do it, which is why people gain a lot of weight, because they're trying to isolate themselves into the folds of their own flesh. They're trying to isolate themselves. They're trying to protect themselves from that. So I say, you know, identify, embrace it, embrace the sadness, say, damn it, I am sad, I'm this, I'm that. But I don't have to be, because I can make another choice. I can make a choice to be happy. I can make a choice to focus on something happy that makes me happy. And in doing that, redirecting your focus or redirecting your conversation that you have with yourself, you begin to release that sadness. And you begin, it's almost like you feel like you're unfolding like a rose. Like you're just opening up, like you know, you were this one tight rose, and then all of a sudden you begin to, just because that energy is bringing the sunlight into the space where you can unfold and continue to unfold and develop into a whole person, not a part, not a person who is divided against himself, but a whole man. This is why holistic is so important, because holistic medicine is so important, because it focuses on the whole man. It focuses on the whole man. If my leg is hurting internally, inside itself, something else is causing it, and my leg is just, the pain in my leg is just a manifestation of that something else that I have not identified with. And most of the time, it is a thought that I've had about myself, or it is a pattern of thoughts that I am running through my body, and it's running through my legs. It has no other choice. It has no other choice. I think, you know, the body itself is a, what do you call it? Thermometer, you know, it tempers. It shows you, you know, the minute that it starts hurting, it shows, telling you, this is what. You need to find out what is causing this, because I don't supposed to be feeling this. And I'm just talking as my leg. My leg is saying, I don't supposed to be having these feelings in my leg. I'm supposed to be having this pain, but you have got to find out why you are hurting, because as you are hurting, you're causing me to hurt as your leg, and as you cause me to hurt as your leg, I can't function as your leg. Your whole body breaks down. Your whole body begins to break down. So everything is connected to everything else. As above, so below. So that is my message for the day. Next time I come on, I think I'm going to go to the second chakra, the second storehouse, or the second energy base within the body, and I'm going to focus on that, and I'm going to let you know those organs that are associated with that, and the issues, emotional issues that can cause pain in these organs. So I look forward to that show. But before I leave you, I want to read something to you from The Science of Mind, Ernest Holm. Yes, I love Ernest Holm. I've read a lot of his material. Matter of fact, when I in conjunction with Malachi York, then, you know, I was coming into The Science of Mind as well. But anyway, I'm going to read you something from The Science of Mind. And it says this. It says, the renewing of your mind. It says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Today, we know what this means. The renewing of your mind is a scientific act. It's a scientific act. It's alchemy. It's chemistry within the body. Okay? So, and it says, as the conscious thought pours truth into the subjective channels of creative energy, the body is automatically renewed. This is mental healing. Mental healing is a conscious act as well as an established fact. Instead of the old concept of disease and failure, we are to inject those of liberty, freedom, health, harmony, and success. Inject it. Say it. Say it to yourself. Mental healing is subject to the exact laws of mind and spirit, and is accomplished by correct knowing. This knowing is a mental attitude toward the truth. It is the truth which makes free. It is the mind which knows the truth. The body is healed as the inner mind is transformed, as the old and false images of thought are renewed by images of truth and life. The process through which this renewing takes place is a conscious one and may be practiced by anyone who understands the principle involved. The principle is that everything is mental. Everything is mental. And whatever you will think, that is what you are. And whatever you are thinking, that is what you speak out of your heart. Those are your issues. So let's be mindful of the things that we say to ourselves. Let's change the way that we talk to ourselves. Let's love ourselves just a little bit more. And in loving ourselves just a little bit more, we can love those outside of us even greater and more. So with that said, I'm going to leave you with Layla Hathaway, and it is all about the breath, meditation, affirmation, contemplation, prayer. And if you need to call on a higher power to ask you to tell you or to teach you how to pray, then do so. Then do so. It is there, it is infinite, and it is waiting to be expressed through you, because it loves the relationship that it has with us. But you have to establish it. Be good, my people, and I say blessed be, blessed be.
I just don't know why.